Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Beis. Chavile Kash, bundles of straw, Mechavile Eitzim, and bundles of twigs, Mechavile Zradim, and bundles of branches. Im Hiskinon L'Maichel Behema, if they were designated for animal food, then Metaltal and Isam, you're allowed to carry them on Shabbos, they're not Muksa. Since they're meant for animal feed, they're not Muksa. Vim Lav. But if he did not designate it for animal food, a metalto naisan, he can't move them around. They're muksa because generally these are generally used for fuel, and therefore they would be muksa generally. Kaifen es hasal lefnei afrechim. One can overturn a basket and put it in front of little chicks, kadeshi alav yerdu, so they can go up and down on the basket, even though the little birds are muksa, the chicks are muksa, and generally you can't put a non-muksa kli underneath a muksa item on Shabbos because it will become a basis, a platform for the muksa, and thereby it will become muksa itself. And one's not allowed to make a kli that's not muksa become muksa on Shabbos. But over here it's not a problem because since the chicks won't remain on top of the basket, they'll go up and down and they'll be only be there for a short while, so then it's not going to get the status of a basis, a platform, since they're not on for a significant amount of time for any permanence, and therefore it won't become a basis, therefore it's allowed to be done. The Mishnah continues with other halachas about animals being muksa. Animal is muksa and it can't be picked up and moved, but there are certain ways and certain instances animals can be moved. Tarnagelas shebarcha, a hen that ran away and escaped from the chicken coop, and the owner's concerned that it might get hurt or lost, so therefore a leniency was given in this case. He cannot pick it up, but deichan isa achetikanis. He can push it from behind while the hen walks on its own. He can push from behind and until the hen will enter back into the chicken coop. Medadadin agalim usiachim rishis rabim. A person is can walk calves and young donkeys through rishis rabim, through a public domain. Here, if he left them in the public domain, it would be dangerous for the animal. They can get lost or harmed. And so he's allowed to pull them as long as they're walking on their feet. He can pull them through the Rosh Hasharabim. That's permitted, though he's not allowed to pick them up off the ground. Isha, medadas bana, a woman can make her child walk through the Rosh Hasharabim, the public domain, by pulling on the child's hand to get him to walk. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Amosai, when is this so? Bismanshu neitel achas, umeiniach achas." That's when he's picking one foot up and putting the other foot down. As long as one foot is on the floor, so then the mother's not actually lifting the child up, just encouraging him to walk along, assisting him. Avlam haya geirer. But if the child's feet were dragging, then usher, it's forbidden for the mother to pull him. That's considered being metaltal, moving. Carrying this object in Rosh Hasharabim, that would be an issue of carrying the child in Rosh Hasharabim, which happens to be only Asar Medarabanan, because a live person has a concept of Chai Naseis Atzmai, that they also carry themselves, their own muscles of a live body help carry themselves, so it's only Asar Medarabanan to carry a live person, but it's still Asar Medarabanan unless the child's picking up and putting down his feet and he's got one foot on the ground. Mishnah Gimel, Ein Miyaldan Asabayimah B'yamtiv. A person's not allowed to assist in the delivery of an animal that's giving birth on Yontif, and certainly not on Shabbos, which is more chamor. Avo Misadin, he could help by holding on to the baby. He can't actually do the delivery itself, pull the baby out, but he can catch the baby animal coming out so it doesn't fall to the floor. Umiyalda Nasi'isha B'Shabbos, but one is allowed to deliver a woman who's giving birth to a child on Shabbos, here because of the sakana, the danger, potential pikuach nefesh, life at risk, so one is able to do deliver the baby. V'karen l'chachma mimakam l'makam, you can call a midwife from one place to another place, even if it's a far place, it's out of the tchum, out of the 2,000 amma boundary that she can't leave on Shabbos. Still, for this purpose, she can come. Umechalan alah as a Shabbos, and you can be mechal, desecrate the Shabbos in any malacha necessary to deliver this woman because of the potential life threat to the life. V'kaishan as a tabar, you can tie up the umbilical cord of the newborn baby. This is to shorten it so it won't get snagged on anything. But according to the first opinion in this Mishnah, the umbilical cord can't be cut all the way off the baby until after Shabbos. Rav Yosi Amar Af Chaitchin. Rav Yosi says, not only tying, but you can also cut. You can cut it off because there's a concern that it might get pulled on, and that could be dangerous for the child. It could pull out the intestine of the child. And so therefore, according to Rav Yosi, it can even be cut, not just tied to be shortened, it can be cut on Shabbos. Behold, Sarkei Mila, Eisen B'Shabbos, and all the needs for performing bris milah, circumcision, can be done on Shabbos if the bris falls out on Shabbos, Bismanai. And this will be discussed in the entire next parak, bris milah on Shabbos.